views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we have a special guest with us today. And before I bring my very special guest on, I want to tell you that in the last week or two, I have been getting so many emails from the listeners. And so what I've done is for next week on March 20th, we are going to put together, it's all going to be about answering those emails that are coming in, and it's about taking calls, and we're going to be doing an intuitive angel reading power hour next Thursday here on Transformation Talk Radio. So any of you that have sent those questions in, we're going to be answering those next week, and we'll be definitely calling in for angel reads next week. So I wanted to let you know that there was so many that it was like we need a whole show for this, because I want my listeners to know that I'm hearing you, we're getting that, and I'm paying attention to what you need to hear, what you want to know, and how I can help you. So we're going to be doing that. So keep an eye on that for next Thursday. And now let's talk a little bit about what we're doing this week. This is about the other side. And my guest today is Lynn Van Praagh Gratton. She is a celebrity psychic medium, and she connects with our loved ones on the other side. And during this show, we are going to be talking about how our loved ones on the other side, our pets, our angels communicate with us. And we will put the call number out there, 1-800-930-2819, if you'd like to call in and ask Lynn a question. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her. She's really a fascinating person. I've really been getting to know her. This is how she got started in this. A woman that she met told her that she was a bridge between worlds. And that was it. It was that simple phrase. And then she was connected on the journey that she still continues on today. And she hears them whisper, and she sees images of those desperately looking for someone to hear them from the other side. And then she delivers those messages out to those that are here, that are missing those loved ones. I want to welcome Lynn Van Praagh Gratton. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Thank you, Jen. How are you? So nice talk with you, and thank you so much for having me on as a guest.
Very much. And you know, you're very passionate about what you do. Just getting to know you, you're very, very passionate. You have a huge heart that just really cares that someone's hurting, and you want to help fill that with love. I just know that about you just from getting to know you. So for the listeners that are chiming in, can you fill in a little bit more about how you do this? I mean, is it mainly with family members or friends or anybody, or how does that work for you?
No, Jen. Well, first of all, yes, I do come from love, and I totally believe that. You know, I have a beautiful, loving family. I have 4 children and 7 grandchildren, and of course, they keep me going. But how I go about it, I've had this. I believe it's a God-given gift that was given to me, basically at birth. I really was kind of very, not really out to go out there at that point. I had the gift all my life. 13 years ago, my husband had taken his life. So once that had happened, I knew that I had to get out and help people and to let them know that our loved ones are right here with us. They're right here with us. You know, they send signs all the time. And I'm all over the country. I do groups. I do private people and private meetings, excuse me, and a lot of restaurants. And how it is spirit just comes to me. They give me signs of, I raise my vibration. And basically, that's the gift that I do have. And I connect with them. And I see, feel, and hear. And they basically give me a message. I'm like the bridge between the spiritual world and our world here. And they will give me signs and messages and validations, you know. Mm-hmm. I validate constantly. And I have to tell you, a lot of times, you know, a lot of the mediums we have, are we always give like initials because that's what spirit gives us a lot. But I don't know what it is, but they always have to hand me the names. And I think that's more personal, you know, more on a personal level, to give to, you know, to my clients and everything, that if I bring forth the name, I think that's very important, you know, because this way it's a personal connection that they have with their loved ones.
That's beautiful.
And I do have to tell you, I had a young lady the other day in a group, and the young lady, she was going through some traumatic stuff, as we all do, in grieving, and she said to me, you know what, you're a life changer. You've changed my life. And that means more to me than anything. That means more to me than the dollar sign. That means more than anything. To know that my gift is there and that it did touch and it did help somebody. And that's basically what I'm all about, is to help somebody, to help them understand.
Yes. And you know, and I've experienced that with loss. I mean, we've, you know, not to go into detail, but you've given me messages that mm-hmm. I needed at a time, and vice versa. We've done that together, and it was a great experience because I felt that empowerment and that mm-hmm. encouragement and that validation. And they came mm-hmm. very unexpected, which
right.
I love it when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love that. Now, we're going to go to break in just a moment, but we do have a mm-hmm. caller that we'll bring on when we come back from break. So hang on, caller. We see you there in the queue. And we'll bring that caller on. But, you know, there's an energy that takes you to a place. And there's a safetiness about it. I mean, it's not scary. It's not scary
right.
at all. When
right.
you feel that peacefulness and that calming energy that comes through, it's not chaotic. And that's when I know that I'm connected. And I know I'm connected
right.
to the good stuff, you know, the what I want
right.
to be connected to. When I'm doing a read or when I'm connecting. You know, my father would come around all the time. I'm really surprised you haven't met him yet. To be
right.
quite honest.
I'm sure I will.
Because
they come from pure. I always say it's pure. It's from pure, a pure place.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pure place, you know.
It is. And you know,
yeah.
and you, now, when I was looking at the bio, I mean, you also see the pets, right?
Yes. Yes. I have a lot of great stories on pets, how they come through and how they run around as I'm doing some readings and how they sit on people's laps and they're there and describing, and they describe them, and it's awesome. It's awesome.
That's
it's
awesome.
Horses also. I do horses also. They
yeah.
come through to me.
The horses?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. A lot.
Oh,
yes.
Well, you know me and the horse, right?
Yes. And when I saw that, I said, "Oh boy."
yeah. That's a big transformation.
But no, definitely. So, pets do come through. You know, pets to people are like children. You know, there's some people that don't have children, and pets are like their children. Or, you know, they do have children, and the pets also, and you know, they're treated like a family member. You know, so that's very important, you know.
Love that.
So
and,
they're just like a human. They,
and one
they
of the come. Connections that we have is the angels. It's also the
yes.
angels. And that,
yes.
I mean, we could just talk all day about that.
Yes. Yes. Very true. Very true. I had a real quick story. I have my mentor, and she had said to me, she had watched one of my one of my reads when I was reading, a group, and she said to me, I see this tall image behind you, this real tall, tall image. And long story short, we found out that it was Michael, the archangel. And he's omnipresent, so he can be with everybody, basically.
Right.
And she is one out of four people who have said that to me, who are on a higher vibration and have said that to me.
I love that.
Who are you bringing around with you? It's massive. I said, well, that's my protector.
Absolutely. And I know.
I go nowhere without him.
Absolutely can resonate with that one because he's with mm-hmm. me, too. We're going to take a short break here.
Sure.
For everyone listening, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show with my guest, Lynn Van Praagh-Gratton, psychic medium. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
And we're back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, celebrity medium, psychic medium, Lynn Van Praagh-Gratton. And we have a caller. We have Sandy Rigger from Pennsylvania. Hello, Sandy. You're on the line.
Yes, hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. And I have Lynn here with me.
Hi, and Sandy. How are you?
Did you,
I'm great. How are you?
I'm sorry. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I was just diagnosed with cancer for the second time in my life, and I was wondering what Lynn thought about it.
Okay. Sandy, where is that? Is that in
yes.
your
the other breast
in
now?
The parts?
No, it hasn't gone to the lymph nodes. No.
Okay. I'm not getting severity. I'm not getting a strong feel from that. I'm not seeing a spread or anything like that. I really feel it's staying in one area, and I think that they take care of it with I don't know if they're going to do chemo or anything like that, but I am totally not getting anything of a negative source. I will definitely connect with the healing white light around you, and I ask you to do that too, and we'll try to have this go, okay? But
okay,
I'm not getting
great.
anything really severe from it. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm not either. So good.
Sandy, can I chime in? Because I come in from a different angle. My expertise is about the energy behind the illness and how to heal that. And have you explored that, Sandy?
No, actually, I haven't. I thought of it, though.
Okay. What I'm getting is this has to do with feminine energy, maybe mothering, mom, something with a female. I'm not going into too much detail, but there's a little bit of issue with the relationships with that. Is that making sense to you?
You're right. It's hormonal.
Yeah. Okay. That means there's an imbalance to the feminine energy being acknowledged and respected just as much as the male energy in your body is what I'm feeling. When we go after the energy of the root cause of what's causing it, because it came back, you said, it came back.
Yeah, 17 years.
Right. So, you know, you're looking at, well, let's get to the root cause so this thing is gone. It's like getting the root out. So healing and balancing and actually having that respect for the feminine, it feels very interesting with a feminine respect, like it's not as respected as male energy within your own self. That's what I was picking up. And I just wanted to add that.
Okay.
I don't see this go. I agree with Lynn. I don't see it going any further because you're going to resolve that balancing.
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, and you know, also, Jen, when I was picked up, that's why I asked if it was a feminine, if it wasn't within the feminine areas, because I felt the feminine energy a lot more than the masculine. So I definitely felt that also. So I definitely agree with you 100%.
100%.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel so much better. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm definitely sending you a lot of healing love and light along with Lynn. So you're going to get a double whammy.
Double whammy.
I call it light bombs, so we're going to bomb you, okay?
Yep. Light bomb.
Okay.
Yes,
I'll
we're light bombing you now,
arms.
Sandy. Healing light bomb.
Okay.
Good luck, Sandy.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
honey.
Oh, my goodness. That's always such a tough one, especially, you know, when it keeps coming back at you like that. But, you know, when it's doing that, your body's trying to tell you something. Message from the body.
Something to balance and stuff, And my mother, you know, definitely was picking up female all around. I just kept seeing, you know, female all around. So I knew when you picked up with mother and then with female energy, that was, that was right on, too. So,
it really felt like that. Yeah, it felt like that. You know, Lynn, when was the first time you knew you had this going on? I mean, when you said from birth, but when, how was that for you as a child?
Okay, well, I'll kind of give you a little background. I am writing a book right now about it. So, but basically, when I was 4 years old, I was standing at a window with my uncle, and I was like a friend of the family. We called him an uncle, and all of a sudden there was a flash of lightning in the backyard, like a ball of lightning, and it petrified me. But as I saw, and I remember it so distinctly, as I saw it, I almost saw like a beam within the lightning. It was really, you know, I knew it had to be some kind of an angel being. And I saw that, and I just thought it was a fear. It was a fear of lightning. All my life, I always had a fear of lightning, you know, and I had to overcome that fear. So as the years progressed, I felt I always had, like, premonitions. I premonished 9/11. I premonished things with my husband, with my family, with my children. You know, I knew I had two sick children. I did have two sick children. So I knew, you know, and I know they say, you know, the law of attraction, what you attract. So maybe that was part of it, you know, as I, you know, go through this journey. But basically, after my husband had passed, I worked for the airlines. So basically, I was a manager for flight attendants. So I had wings. I was in the heavens, but I really wasn't getting out there, you know, on the professional level. And everybody kept pushing me. You need to go. You need to go. You need to help. And I kept hearing spirits say it, too. But, you know, I wanted to raise my family first, you know. And after my husband had passed, that's when it soared. That's when everything went, you know, like wildfire. And I kept hearing, you're here to help. You're here to help. And that's what I felt. And it, I tell you, it came from just one word of mouth, and then it just boomeranged all by word of mouth. I'm waiting to advertise. I'm just starting to advertise. Because, and I really don't have to at this point, you know, because I'm really booked solid into the summer months, but it's all been word of mouth. And it's been so beautiful because I've met the most beautiful people, and know that I've touched so many lives. And that's all I want to do, you know, just help these people, you know. So I would say,
yeah, you feel like you're on your path the way you should.
I am so on my path.
It brings a peacefulness when you do that, when you feel like you're aligning with that, doesn't it?
Yes.
It brings peacefulness. Absolutely.
Yes. When somebody says that to you, it's like, wow, I've done something. I've made a change in somebody. Thank you. You know, and I thank the universe and thank spirit all the time, you know,
right.
And the gratitude you have to have, you know, you have to have that gratitude because it's very important.
I have to throw this out at you because, I mean, I pick up, you know, the angels myself, and I pick up loved ones and all that. I more the angels and more the energy of things and frequency for me.
Yes.
But when I do pick up, like my dad's easy, but my mom is also passed. My mom, not very much, not so much.
Hmm,
I mean, she left and... I was just going to ask you about it because, you know, we're on a show for that because I'm thinking I don't hear from her. I mean, dad throws and leaves me all kinds of things. I mean, he's so had such a strong energy. Mom left.
Well, you're daddy's girl. You were daddy's girl.
So, I was.
You know.
I was.
Yeah. You were daddy's girl. Was mom a little more, how could I put it? What I'm picking up on mom, was she a little more, I don't want to say like strict, but more of a different kind of personality, like, you know, was there ever I always just say like little headbuttings or something like that, and forth.
That's accurate.
Yeah, because that's what I'm picking up. I'm feeling like a little, you know, like you were daddy's little girl, you know, but you know, you had to meet up to mom's standards, you know, and that's just what, she wanted. But I feel there was a little, you know, back and forth. Nothing major, but back and forth. I definitely feel that very strongly.
Yeah, it was very different because, you know, you said you work with that pain and that, you know, helping people find that peace.
Yes.
But with her, she left and she came back through to me once or twice, but then it was like, see you later. You know,
I know.
I don't expect them to hang around. That's not what I'm saying.
Of course not. They've got things to do.
But she was a little more difficult. And the reason I was bringing it up is some are just so much easier than others for me.
Yes. Well, you're right, and I'm going to tell you this also. Right. What a funny thing you should say that. On my growing up years, I was very close to my dad, very, very close. You know, I was the oldest, so, you know, dad was dad, and, you know, I was always close with him. Whereas mom, we were close, but she was more closer to the other siblings. So as I do this, go through this journey, you know, I always, you know, connect with my mom and connect with my dad comes through all the time for me, you know, all the time, you know, and a lot of times, hey, it's hard to connect with your family members or different things like that, but dad's there a lot. But my mom, it was tough, but I have to tell you, within the last year, I felt my mom, and she has given me messages and signs like off the charts, you know, and I know that, and I really feel that maybe she was going through her life review or something, and now she's understanding different things. I mean, she loved us all, you know, but maybe she's understanding it in a different way, and now I feel that love connection so strong with my mom, and that's so important, you know.
That's,
it's a tough childhood,
good.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I have the peace with mom. I mean, that's all fine.
Oh yeah,
but it was. There's a very different frequency, and some are just easier than others. And a lot of people ask that are trying to learn those connections and how to do that, because when I'm helping people learn how to do this or, you know, just to go with it, some are easier than others. And when you get with someone that can do it, it's even easier. Like you and I, we just go bing, 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 bing. But, you know, it's easy, you know, and you can almost feel like, oh, that was so easy. Why is it so hard with this other person? Because it is a little bit more difficult. We just don't call them in here on command. You have to have permission and respect them. You know?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like,
we can't call them on command. They're busy. They're busy beavers on the other side. You know,
yeah,
they're doing everything they have to do.
Yeah. I mean, they have a life they're living over there. You know, they are continuing on with their life because there is no death. And you don't really want to keep pulling them backwards, so to speak. But yeah,
exactly.
I wanted to address that because a lot of people feel like, well, I can't hear them. I can't feel them. Why not? Some are just more difficult or they're just not coming through.
And also depends on how open you are too. You know, a lot of people are blocked or situations, or you know, when we're going through our life review, obviously we know there's no time on the other side. So we're timed a 24-hour day and everything like that. Over there, it's infinite. There's no time over there. So basically, you know, they're doing things over there. You know, and that's it. So to come down to this vibration is hard enough. I would love to share a story with one young lady who I knew many, many years.
Well, hang on a second, but hold on to the story because we have to take break. I'm getting the signs to take break.
Go right ahead.
Hang on to the story.
Okay, Jen.
Don't forget, because when we come back from break, we want to hear the story, and then we have another caller that we're going to bring
on. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, psychic medium Lynn Van Praagh Gratton. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Thank you. And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Today I have special guest psychic medium Lynn Van Praagh Grattan with me. And before we went to break, she was about to tell us a story. So, Lynn, power on with your story.
Thank you, Jen. So I just wanted to give you a little insight of kind of what it's like on the other side. I had a friend who had a heart attack and passed, and of course came back. And I was at a dinner one night, and she was at this dinner. And she came over to me, and she goes, Lynn, I need to talk to you. So I said, sure. I said, of course, you know, so good to see you, so happy, you know, the whole bit. And she says to me, I want to tell you what it's like. I want to tell you what it was like when I left. So I said, oh, please do, because I would love to share with people so they know that their loved ones are in a good place, mm-hmm. that, they're, you know, they're not, you know, stuck in the ground and that's it, or stuck in a crypt and that's it, you know. So she said to me that she had passed, and just like in all the stories we hear of those life after death is, you know, you're above. She was above the hospital room. She saw her body laying on the bed, but her spirit was above. And she said that she was suspended in a euphoric state. And she said she was just there, and she was at peace, and it was just harmonic. The music was phenomenal. The music was so angelic that to the human ear, we couldn't even probably connect with it. She said all the colors around were very, very, very vibrant colors that, again, to the human eye, probably very hard to see because it was just so beautiful. She said that she was so at peace that there was no more pain, there was no more suffering. The one thing was her daughter was getting married in 6 months, and she was concerned, but not really concerned. It was like not of a priority. She didn't want to go back to the dense earth. She kept saying, the earth is so dense. I just don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. She said she saw her family members up in the corner, and she said in bleachers. And I said to her, no, I think you mean levels. I said, I think there were levels, like grandparents, great-grandparents. And she said, and then she saw the God white light, but she wasn't going to the light. She was like just staying there. And she said she would have stayed there forever. Well, lo and behold, she came back. And she came back, and she got her daughter's things ready for the wedding, and she was okay. And, of course, she saw me, you know, and we talked and everything. A beautiful, beautiful giving soul, a beautiful woman. And 2 weeks after I saw her, she did have another massive heart attack, and she passed. But I always said that I'd like to let her legacy live on, because I always say that, you know, she came back to let us know that everybody's okay, that it's okay over there, you know?
Wow.
And I always like to share that story. So I just
That's beautiful.
That.
You know what came to my mind while you were sharing that? Because I was kind of connecting with the energy of that relationship you had with her. And immediately it came to me that, you know, she saw how wonderful it was. She came back, delivered that message, but was really ready to go back into that. And it was like the soul chose to leave. And then the heart attack came where she actually passed and stayed past.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But,
and it was amazing. I mean, it was amazing. And she and when I saw her, she was so bright, you know, and her aura was awesome, you know. And I said, wow. And I did feel, I didn't think she was going to be around much longer, you know.
Right.
But that was just within me. You know, I of course would never have said anything because I really, you know, I'm not God. I can't predict that. But
but
I did feel that she was headed for a more, better, beautiful place.
Right.
And of course, two weeks
she
after.
She was ready. It feels that she was ready, but she came back to share that, which was such a generosity.
That was very special.
I think it's a lot to go back and forth a little bit like that.
It is. When they come closest to the earth's vibration,
The density and then going into that lightness. Now, we have another caller for you, Lynn.
Okay.
We have Pam from Minnesota. Hello, Pam. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Pam. What is your question today?
I lost my mom about 2 years ago, and I was just wondering, we used to talk about the beliefs I had about your soul lives on and everything, and she wasn't too sure, and I was just wondering how she's doing now. And
okay. Lynn?
Okay. So I'm sorry. So Pam, hello, Pam. How are you? So you're talking to your mom. You said you lost 2 years ago?
Yep.
I think three.
Oh, 3 years ago, because I couldn't. She went in and out. Okay, you lost mom 3 years ago, and you're just wondering how she's doing right now. Does mom give you signs? Does mom send you signs?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm going to explain a couple things to you. First of all, I feel that your mom is perfectly fine, okay? She is around you. Is there another sister also? Because she's talking about the sister. Do you have a sister also?
Yes. I have a couple.
A couple, okay, because she's really strongly talking about the sister. Is there a sister in spirit with her?
Her sister.
Her sister, okay, because she kept saying sister, so I wanted to know. Okay, I have to tell you that I feel mom is in the most perfect place, and I'm going to tell you why. I feel she was in a lot of pain, and did you help take care of her?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, because she's talking about the girl who took care of me. The girl who took care of me. This is what she's saying. And she's thanking you. And she's sending you love. And she is okay. She's not in any pain whatsoever. And I want to tell you about the signs, okay? There's a lot of signs that our loved ones send to us. If we're open enough to accept them, then you'll see those signs, okay? And I feel, I always love to share the signs about the dimes, okay? Because my husband was a very big skeptic and didn't believe in any of this. And so sure enough, he sure does now because he gives us signs like you wouldn't believe. And I'm going to ask you to look for dimes because that's what he leaves too. And I am writing a book about that. And know that your mom is sending you signs. Open up your eyes and see. You'll see. Look for dimes now because I'm going to open up your mind to dimes, okay? Look for those. Your mom is full of love, and she's saying she's sorry. So I don't know if she's sorry because she left you, or she left so quickly, but she's saying she's sorry. But she loves you, she loves the children, and she loves all the grandchildren, and she wants you to know that.
Okay. It's funny about the dimes, you say that about the dimes, because...
Yes.
I find them all the time, but I'm always
there. You go, there you go. So there's your
dime. I'm always thinking they're from my.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, she wanted me to tell you about the dimes. So when you start to find the dimes, know that they're from mom, and know that she loves you. And that's just a little sign, just to know. Oh, here I am. I love you, and I want you to have a good day, or something like that. And she's talking about the red roses. So I don't know if there's some kind of connection with the red roses, or is there a birthday that just passed, or just is coming up.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, you're going to hang up and you're going to realize there is, okay, because it happens. It's called psychic amnesia. I see a big bouquet of red roses that mom is giving for the upcoming birthday, she's saying. So I'm pretty sure, and I'm seeing a male. She's showing me a male. So I don't know if it's a male that's passed or a male that's here that she's talking about the upcoming birthday, okay? And she's given a beautiful bouquet of red roses. And she's also acknowledging the month of May. So I don't know what the connection of May is, but she's also acknowledging the month of May. So if that's a birthday passing, she's acknowledging that.
My brother's birthday is in May.
Your brother's birthday. Okay. Okay. Brother is here on Earth, correct? Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And what does the number 15 mean? She just flashed a 15 in front of me, so I don't know if that's the 15th of the month, and she's also acknowledging the month of June too. So I don't know if it's something connected with the month of June, and also maybe it's the 15th of the month. So, but she wants you to know that she loves you, and she wants you to know that she's okay. I feel no more pain and suffering around her.
That's
she's
good.
Watching over them. I feel
say,
that a lot.
As for
big
she's
time.
Trying.
Big
I think all these things. I think when we hang up, or when Pam hangs up, we'll still be here for a few more minutes.
Yes.
Let me be clear, because we're about to go to break. She's going to go. Wait, I know what the 15 means. Wait, I know what June means, and it'll start to come together. And you know, I get a lot of the coins as well, Pam, and I keep them. I collect them because I just had. Archangel Gabriel keeps giving me two pennies because they're copper. They have copper in them, and copper is very much associated with his horn. And no matter what I put on, they keep falling out of pockets, and it's different stuff.
Wow, that's wild.
So what I started doing was I kept the dimes. I mean, the pennies. I'm telling her about this with the dimes. I keep them now, and when I'm charging my crystals, I keep them with it because there's an energy with the metal now, obviously, that I need.
Wonderful.
So keep the dimes because there's an energy, and your mom is using that, and that's why I'm sharing that with you.
Yes.
I think that's a beautiful message, and your mom's everywhere. I can feel that.
Yes.
Thank you, Pam, for calling.
Pam, thank you. Thank you, Pam. Have a beautiful day.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are at another break. My goodness, that's quick.
Time flies.
All right, we will be right back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show with my guest, psychic medium Lynn Van Praagh-Gratton. Stay with us. We'll be back in a flash.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We are back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Pardon me. We were having a bit of fun with Brian, the producer. I'm calling him out. Calling him out on the air. He's been...
Hello.
He's been in such a great mood. And I just want to say thank you to Brian on the air and let everybody know he is such a great producer. And and it's awesome working with you. So thank you. I love
welcome,
the fun
Doc.
That we have on the show.
Thank you.
And we have Lynn Van Praagh-Gratton with us on the show today, psychic medium. And we've been talking all about the other side and how she helps people communicate with people they may have lost, loved ones, pets. Lynn, how can people find you? And what's some ways that they can reach out and connect with you? And do you have any upcoming events coming up that you want to share?
Oh, thank you, Jen. Yes, I do. Well, first of all, my website, you can go on my website, and my website is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Van Praagh, V-A-N-P-R-A-A-G-H, dash, Gratton, G-R-A-T-T-O-N.com. Why it's so long is because I use my birth name and my married name, because my dad was my number one guy, and then my husband was my number two guy after my dad, my husband passed, and we back and forth. So that's why I inputted both of them together. So if you go on that, I'm also on Facebook. I do have a fan page. I do have a personal page. Come join me. We have a lot of fun on there, and we have a lot of help on there. Basically, if you're having a bummed out day or something, a lot of times my assistant or I, we post some inspirational, quotes and sayings that might help you if you're having like a bummed out day. And also, I'll give you my phone is 917-882-1391. I do private readings. I do group readings. I've done a lot of restaurants all over the country. I go all over the country. I do a lot of work in Denver, Colorado, some events. I do have upcoming events in Canada in October, Chicago in September, Pennsylvania in April, Florida in August. So if you go on my website or go on my Facebook page, you'll see all the updates of all the information. And if you'd like to join my mailing list, it's right there on my website, and you'll know of all the different events that are coming up. But lots of excitement, lots of great stuff coming up, and lots of healing and lots of love. That's basically what it's all about.
That's a busy year.
Very busy year. Yes.
Yeah,
Jen, they would say on my Facebook page that when they follow, I have a lot of followers, and they'd say, oh, my God, we watch on Facebook, and we get dizzy just watching where you're at all different times, But I go where Spirit wants me to be, and that's what I do. So
there you go.
That's where I'm at.
You're going to sprout some wings yourself.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, I think so. They will just keep you going. And you know what's beautiful about doing the work that you love and you feel so aligned? It really doesn't drain you when you're aligned with it and you stay in that connection of the higher realms and the positive and the love and the divine connections that all of that's about. And it's all to help us and support us. And so, Lynn, before we close out the show, I was wanting to know, do you have anything that you would like to share and contribute to help people that are going through some tough times, maybe some grief, or maybe they just miss somebody that's been gone for a while, or they're also trying to connect themselves? Do you have any tips and some things you can share?
Well, you know what? I always say that, it's a gift that came to us. What I always do is I go into a meditation. I find that once you quiet your mind and you go into a meditative state, a lot of times if you put all the outside noise away, you will start, hearing and feeling, okay? I'm not saying that everybody has this gift, no, but if you do hear something or think that you hear your mom or think that you hear your sister, that's them. They're making a connection. Dreams also. Dreams, when you sleep and you dream about your loved ones, very real. We all leave our bodies every single night, okay? And we go on, in our consciousness, we go on to the other side, Well, not onto the other side per se, but we go into a higher vibration. And just know that, just thinking of them, is their thought that they're impressing those thoughts on your minds. When you're thinking of them, they impress those thoughts, I know after my husband passed, it was very hard for my children and myself. And, he's around all the time. He's so around, it isn't even funny now. Now he's a true believer. But basically, he really is. I mean, he, makes toys go on at the house, and, it's just wonderful. But, and I feel comfort from that,
Right.
And they can do more on the other side than they can here for you. So know if you're having a hard time and a tough time, know that they're right there with you. If you hear them, you feel them, you see a white feather, you see that butterfly that connects, you see those coins, know that they're around. They're trying to show you signs. Be a little more open. A lot of people block. Be open because they're there. They're right here with us.
Sometimes there's such an obvious physical sign. We're just not aware that was a sign. Ever since the year that my father passed, this incredible clematis vine that I have growing up a trellis, it blooms in full on my birthday every year.
Oh,
and I know it's him. No matter what the weather's doing, no matter what's going on, that's when it's in full bloom. It's the craziest thing, because my husband's even noticing it. Because the ironic part of that is my dad passed like 2 hours past midnight, so it wasn't on my birthday. It was like the very next day.
and it was like he wasn't going to do that,
but his entire life, he could never remember my birthday.
So now he does every year.
He was just doing that. And now forever, he's just letting me know I'm not forgetting it. And every year I get this incredible bouquet of these flowers that bloom no matter what's going on. And we've had some squirrely weather around here, you know, with it going one extreme to the next. And so I look forward to that every year, and I know they're going to be there, and they've been there ever since, every year.
Well,
no matter
that's
what.
His gift to you. That's his gift to let you know that now I remember.
Right, and I share that.
Yeah,
because, see, that's
how beautiful.
Gift.
How beautiful.
Yeah, that's a gift
that's
that you
beautiful.
Just. Yeah, that's a gift that you're not thinking would be something, but it's so many little things like that. There's a synchronicity, or keep hearing that song. Last week, he's been with me a lot lately, because last week, he kept turning. I think we were talking about this. I was telling Brian about this last week. He kept, every time I turned my television off, my television is set to where when you turn it off, it stays on that channel when you come back on until you change it. Okay? It stays on the channel you left it on. No matter what I did, it kept coming back up on the jazz music with harmonicas, and that was my dad. I went, I don't listen to this. I don't know. It was a blues station. I'm sorry, blues.
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't listen to that station. And I realized, and then it was this really loud song with one of my dad's favorite. And I went, oh, my goodness, Dad. And I finally was talking to him saying, will you stop changing my channel?
It gets to the point where you start talking to them, you know, when the dimes show up. Okay, well, wait a minute. What, you know?
But it's because they repeat it. I know you've seen this before. They repeat it because they're trying to get your attention for a reason. They're trying to they're trying to get a message to you. And so once I realized, okay, Dad, what's going on? And I listened, it stopped. But now he's not putting it on the blue station. He keeps picking stations at random. That I'm thinking, what is he doing? And I said, so every time my husband turns it on now, I say, what is it on today? What is that station? I'm actually collecting the codes and the messages, and it's actually spelling stuff out.
Wow. Listen for the news. I'm hearing something on a news station once. He's going to have a news station on there.
Yeah. And I really
something
try
connected
to
with the news
not
too.
Listen to those.
Never know.
I want to say thank you. We're about to run out of time here. Lynn, thank you so much for coming and sharing your
beautiful
gift, your love, and just being with my listeners today and sharing your gift with us. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jen, for having me, and thank you to everybody. And just remember, love, love, love.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day. Bye-bye
Have a blessed day, too. Bye-bye.
And for those listening, we have all of these links, and we'll have the archive up if you want to go back and listen to this over on my website, JenRoyster.com, and also right on the TransformationTalkRadio.com at this show page. I want to send a lot of love to everybody. It's been a pleasure being here with you every Thursday, and I continue this. I absolutely love being here for you. Tune in next week. We're going to be listening. We're going to be doing Intuitive Angel Reading Power Hour next week, March 20th. Lots of love. We'll see you next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.